You're listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.
Hey friends, it's Carrie Oberbrunner. We are in the series Your Book Is Not a Business Card. We are talking about the 18 streams of income, and today is all about keynote speaking. So a lot of you might say, Carrie, I do not want to speak. In fact, you know the stats. Most people on planet Earth don't want to speak. In fact, they're nervous about speaking. But here's what I know. When you write a book, it's a communication of a message. So let's think about that for a moment. When you write a book, you are communicating a message with the written word. Now think about that. We know that a book is the written word, but when you're on a stage, you're doing the spoken word. So think about that. If you are a speaker of a message and a writer of a message, you are dangerous in a good way. In other words, you are coming to the table with multiple vehicles to get your message across. In the new book, I basically quote a gentleman named Charlie Wetzel, who said to me many years ago, he said, Carrie, you're either a speaker who writes or you're a writer who speaks. Let me say that again, and I would love for you to weigh in. Charlie said you're either a writer who speaks or you're a speaker who writes. In other words, Charlie realized that communication can be done in the spoken word and the written word, but your default is usually one or the other. In other words, your go-to is usually one or the other. And here's what my go-to is. You ready? Anyone want to guess what mine is? Do you think I'm a speaker who writes or am I a writer who speaks? Because this is pretty interesting. This is pretty interesting. I ask writers this often, and the answer that you give is going to really tell us a lot about you. Look, we have here people jumping in, and I would love for you all to weigh in because listen, I can tell you what I am, but this is all about your transformation. So I am actually a writer who speaks. I'm a writer who speaks. Lori says, how do you know where I would fit? I believe you are a writer who speaks. You are right. Lori, good job. So I am. I'm a writer who speaks. Now, let me give you an example. It's not just because I'm an introvert, although that might have something to do with it. But I like to get quiet, especially about a topic that I don't know about, a topic that's deep. When someone says, go research a topic, I'm going to write. I'm going to research and I'm going to write it out and I'm going to master and own the content. Then you put me on a stage and I can speak. I think I can speak pretty decently, and I think I can speak in a way that makes sense. But I like the go-to of sitting on my back porch, researching and writing it out. I did that with The Fine Line, How to Be in the World but Not of It. I did it with the book on discipleship, which is the title Called. I did it with Your Secret Name. I did it with Deeper Path, Day Job to Dream Job, Elixir, Unhackable, Show Up, Filled Up. In other words, I like to get dirty. I like to get intense. I like to get hard work through the craft of writing. Then I feel confident to go speak on a stage. Other people, they don't want to write it out. Other people, they kind of just want to stand on a stage. They want to speak their message. They want to communicate. But then someone might actually dictate what they say. Or you might have to force them to go in a room and write it out. In other words, it's not their default. They'd rather be up on a stage speaking And this is a great question. Ooh, I love what people are saying. I love what people are saying. Chaz says he's more of a speaker. Awesome. It doesn't mean you have to be bad at one or the other. It just means, like, what's your go-to? If you have to communicate an important message, a powerful message, is your go-to to write it out or is your go-to to speak it out? And a lot of times I find this when there's something intense, when there's something edgy, when there's something controversial, I kind of sit down. In fact, I tell my team, let me put it in a one sheet. A one sheet is a who, what, when, where, why, and how. Seriously. Ooh, this is a good test. This is a good test. I like this. When you have to communicate a message, for me, I get quiet. I get a one sheet. In fact, I'm going to put a link. We just had an event called E-Leap, Entrepreneurial Leap. And I mean, I can cast the vision for it, and I'm posting the link so you can see a one sheet. Chaz says maybe he needs a ghostwriter. Maybe. And that's totally okay. That's absolutely okay. And we're going to talk about that here in a moment. But if you look at this E-Leap concept, I'm going to take you there because I'll show you what the one sheet did for me. So I got quiet and I wrote this out. In fact, I got to put on music. I put on an epic soundtrack. And then I came up with this, right? Help people get clear on their next best step in work and life. And then, you know, this isn't my team writing this. This is me writing this. I sit down and I get quiet and I write this thing out. And then once I write it out, then I can go live on Facebook. Then I can communicate it with passion and clarity and confidence. You see what I'm talking about? All right. Now, others of you, here's a trick. Ooh, I'm going to teach you a trick, Chaz. You ready for this? Here we go. Chaz might need a ghostwriter, but he also might need this little thing that I'm going to teach you. It's called otter.ai. You know what I'm talking about, otter.ai. I'm going to show you this here in a moment. Hang with me. Yeah, I'm going to show this to you. Because here's what you could do. By the way, Ricky talks about the one sheet. We talk about the who, what, when, where, why, and how. Samuel says, I'm for sure a writer who speaks. Ooh, good job. Good job, Samuel, for that clarity. Excellent. Look, man, oh my gosh, a lot of people are getting aha moments. Cecile, I'm a writer who's training myself to speak. I think I'm a writer who speaks. That's okay. We'll get you there. Ooh, wow. Ooh, this is a good topic. We haven't had this many comments on a live stream yet, but a lot of people are doing this here. Chaz knows about Otter AI because I told him about it, but I'm going to show it to you all, okay? Watch this here. And some of you, you might need to speak with passion, and so you might put Otter AI up, right? And watch this. You go to otter.ai, you click record, and everything that I say right now will start speaking and writing it out. Can you see this? Look at this. Fantastic. So some of you need to get on a stage in your house, and you need to just speak passionately. And as you do, your book will be written. How cool is that? Is this a cool tool or what? But listen, and it'll get 99% accurate. You'll have to go back and do a little bit. But here's my point, folks. Don't just get up and speak randomly. Outline your talk. Outline your talk. In fact, if you're coming to the Igniting Souls Conference, especially the VIP session, the whole VIP session, what I'm going to do is I'm going to teach you how to write a book fast. And you know what? I'm actually going to be on stage on an exercise bike. I'm not even kidding. We're bringing in an exercise bike, and I'm going to show you that once I do the outline of the book, which I'm going to show you a very powerful way in just a couple hours to outline your entire book. And then once your book is outlined, just with a few sentences, then you go open up Otter AI. And because I'm going to show you how to do this, you literally can speak your book while you're riding an exercise bike. I did this. That's how I wrote Show Up, Filled Up on the Peloton. I did the mini book outline, and then I spoke it out with Otter AI. First time I've ever done that. Let's keep going, though, all right? Because a lot of you are putting comments here, which is fantastic. You might say, Carrie, what do you call your keynote speech? You call it your book. I think it said we lost connection, but hang on, my friends. We'll get it rolling. Don't worry. My camera might have got lost. I'm chilling in the car. Hang on. I'll come right back. Here we are. I told you we're okay. Awesome. So my point is this, folks. I literally have a talk called Unhackable. Close the gap between dreaming and doing. And you might say, Carrie, why would someone pay you hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars, or for some of you, tens of thousands of dollars? Why would someone pay you that much money when they could just pick up your book? Like, why is you on stage so much more? And for whatever reason, folks, I'll tell you what. People pay for an experience. Back when I used to speak on Your Secret Name, I mean, I would bring in disappearing paper, and I would have people come forward and write their names that they've been carrying around their entire life, and they would drop it into that disappearing water, and it would be gone. And they would come forward and pick up a new name written on a white stone, and it would be a symbol of their secret name. Folks, I'm telling you, we would make things experiential. Another time when I spoke about names, I had a big wooden cross, and people would come up privately, like at their seats, they had this name tag, and they would walk up while everyone was in prayer, and they would put that name tag and grab a hammer and pound it into the cross as a representative of their old names being nailed to the cross. There were people that had massive breakthroughs. There were people that started their relationship with God all because of a talk based on a book. You get what I'm saying? So you might think, Carrie, well, you know, am I just going to read my book? No, you're not going to stand on stage and read your book. Now, you can read portions of your book if that's your thing, but no one's paying to come to hear you read your audiobook. You see what I'm saying? But I'll tell you what is powerful. Don't read a portion of your book from a slide. This is a really good marketing tool. Okay? Somebody says, is the offer expired? Yes. Entrepreneurial Leap is done. Okay? We just had that on Saturday. That's all gone. I just was using it as a one-sheet example. But I'll tell you what's not expired is the Igniting Souls Conference. So, Ricky, if you can drop that in, that's what you want to come to. That's in October. That's for authors, coaches, speakers, and entrepreneurs. And that, my friend, is going to be the day that I teach you how to do your book in a few hours. And we're going to give everyone two barcodes and two ISBN. And that alone is a $250 value. And so there's going to be a ton of people that are going to actually crack the code on writing their books. Chaz says we're going to do eLeap again. Yes, we are. So don't you worry, my friends. But yeah, see, I mean, look, Samuel's interested. Fantastic. All right, so here's what I'm going to teach you to do. Do not read your book from a PowerPoint slide, and here's why. Demonstrate the product. I've even had people say, Carrie, when you come, you can't sell anything from the stage. And I said, that's okay. You know, listen, I've come to places where I've spoken for free, and I'm able, because of the 18 streams of income, I walk away with more income than the average speaker, because I give a ton of value. And then I say, if you like this, check out the course. If you like this, check out the community. If you like this, check out the mastermind. If you like this, check out the conference. You can totally do that. Okay. However, some of you have speaking fees, and that's cool. Some of you are told you can't sell from the stage. What you can do is pick up your book and read a portion out of your book, and you're on stage and there's a camera and you're holding your book and people are seeing you demonstrate the product. You get what I'm saying? Pull out that book. That book, it means you have credibility. We say Michael Jordan wrote the book on basketball. Oprah Winfrey wrote the book on daytime television. Folks, when you write a book, you are now authority. You are credibility. You bust out that book and you read from it. And it's not showmanship. It's not being showy. It's you saying, even if you have that line memorized from your book, you pick it up and you hold it because you're demonstrating. And people say, oh my gosh, I want to get that book. See, Crystal says, ha, hold the book. See, I didn't learn that for a lot of years. I thought I was doing people a favor by memorizing it, the book, or by putting it on the screen. And now I pull it out and I read it. And I'll tell you what, it slows you down. It helps we remember as kids, the teachers reading to us. We remember as kids, maybe the parents reading to us. There's something therapeutic about someone standing on a stage, not reading the whole book, but reading a portion of the book. And Crystal is exactly restating what I teach often. You've been a good student, Crystal. And that is walk out to your book trailer. In other words, I tell people all the time that, look, I don't think it's worth it to pay thousands and thousands of dollars for a book trailer unless you're going to use that book trailer as a precursor to you standing on stage. So again, when people ask me to speak about my book, I make it be an entire experience. You see what I'm talking about? I mean, I want them to feel it. I use props. In fact, the new book cover with the wastebasket and the business card in it, the ones that a lot of you voted for, some of you didn't vote for it, that's okay. But I purposely picked that cover because I want to use it as a prop. You bet when I speak that message, I could have waste baskets as table. Like, think about that. Isn't that a weird concept? You walk into a room and there's wire waste baskets at every table. And inside the wire waste basket is a business card. You might be saying, what are you talking about, Carrie? You got to create an experience. You see what I'm talking about? Create an experience around your book. So I'll pick on Crystal for a little bit, but I think one of Crystal's book has a bat. You know, doesn't one of your books have a bat? Use that bat as a prop. Okay, when you speak. All right. People are getting ideas. People are getting ideas. And again, you know, like when I spoke on your secret name, I would have white stones and black stones at every table. The Deeper Path, I built that talk around Captain Sully. Day Job to Dream Job, I built that around Shawshank. So yes, a keynote speech. Listen, who says you can't have an experience? Listen, especially when you're at a conference and you are doing a breakout group and people have choices whether to come in your room or not, why not make chocolate chip cookies? And why not have the smell coming through the hallway? You'll be known as the speaker who has chocolate chip cookies. And better than, don't just make chocolate chip cookies, use it as part of your illustration. You see what I'm talking about? This is what Doubleday does with their hotel. It's in a book called Talk Triggers. Nobody cares about, I think it's Doubletree with the chocolate chip cookies. Am I right? But guess what? They say that their marketing is a dollar chocolate chip cookie. And listen, it can't just be that you make bread and pie and cookies. You got to tie it to the experience. So what could you cook? What could you bake? What could you give away? What props could you have? What costume could you wear? If it accentuates your speech. Hang on, folks. I'm going to come right back. Thanks for your patience. I'm about to pick up my kids from school, so I wanted to be close to the school when I filmed. It's all good. So, yes, if you've come to the last few conferences, think about what I put at the tables. Think about this. This isn't by an accident. What have I put at some of the tables? One year I put fire hats at a table. Do you remember this? One year I think I put, in fact, tell me what I put. One year I had little keychain boxing gloves. Do you remember this? And there was a little keychain boxing glove for everybody, right? One year I had unhackable glasses because they were based on Elixir Project. And it was the goggles. My point is this. I want people to walk in and have an experience and have a takeaway and have a prop. And I want them to see consistency and there's intelligence and strategy behind everything. This is what I'm talking about. If you really want to be a differentiation in the marketplace, and listen, you don't need to do this like a different theme every day. You can be known as the person who does that talk. Ooh, that's that person who brings in X, Y, Z. In fact, one of the, I got to highlight this woman. She's in our tribe. Ricky, if you could tag her. Listen, this is proof. We have an author in our tribe who I heard her speak almost 20 years ago, at least 15. And her name is Stacy James, and she came out on stage in a wheelchair, legit, because she's in a wheelchair. And she gave a talk to our youth group, and at the very end of the talk, she stands up. The whole talk, she's been in her wheelchair. At the end, she stands up, and she basically talks about overcoming your obstacle, and she stands up out of her wheelchair. I remember that from 15 years ago. Now, I've been in a lot of talks the last 15 years, and I've forgotten a lot of people's talks, but I've never forgotten Stacy James' talk. You see what I'm talking about? She used something that is part of her story. She didn't use it as a gimmick. You don't want a gimmick. Folks, I had people... this is true. Oh my gosh. I had people come up to me 10 years after I preached a message. One message was those pink Baskin Robbins spoons. Can anyone relate to those things? The pink Baskin Robbins spoon. So here's what I did. I wanted to preach a message on how we need to give other people a taste of God's kingdom. And if we give them a taste of God's kingdom, they're gonna want more. And so I said, oh my gosh, I gotta get 1,000 pink spoons. So I started calling up I started looking on eBay, I started looking on Amazon. Nobody would sell these pink Baskin Robbins spoons, but I knew it would be a really good message. So what did I do? I went to the Baskin Robbins in Columbus and I said, look, you're going to think I'm nuts, but can I buy a box of your pink taster spoons? And they said, Well, I don't think you can buy them, but you can have them. And I said, I'll tell you what, I'll push a lot of people your way. And I preached that message, folks. And 10 years later, someone came up to me and said, I still have your pink spoon from your talk. Now, I don't know if I ever turned that into a book. I don't think I did. I might have referenced it in one of my articles somewhere. But I'll tell you what, I created an experience around my talk, just like your book is an experience. And people, 10 years later, one person was wearing it on a string. They drilled a hole into the plastic pink spoon and wore it around as an example that said, hey, when I'm going around in life, I got to be kind to people. I got to give them a taste of God's kingdom. Listen, when you are a listen, sometimes I bought a little chain link. I bought chain links, and I remember somebody in the church having to pull apart all these chain links for me. Thank you. I think it was Ron or Nathaniel. So big shout out to Ron or Nathaniel. But I just would always say when I was communicating, I'm going to make this speech fun. I'm going to make this speech engaging. I'm going to make this speech authentic. And I'm going to make this speech strategic. And so I would literally, here's what I would do. When I would write books in the future, I would say, and by the way, you got to catch, the book's not out yet. You can't buy it yet. But I'm saying that in the book, your book is not a business card. I put a lot of these tips in there. How many of you want that book? Okay. But here's what I would do. I would say, now when I write books, I write them thinking someday will this story sound good from the stage. Someday when I'm giving a seminar, could I use a prop? And now I say, oh my gosh, yeah, that's a really good section. That's a really good section to include. So now I'm a speaker and a writer. Now I write the message first, but then I speak it. And when I write it, I say, will it sound good on stage? And I'll tell you what, the first time I speak a message, I don't like it. Here's my confession. The first time I speak about a book, the first time, it always feels awkward. It feels like a new pair of shoes, and you don't want them because you want to go back to your comfortable shoes. But I'll tell you what, I give it a few times. And all of a sudden, I know the points where the crowd laughs, and I know some things that don't connect, and I should take them out. And I love it. And I love it so much that now someone could say, Carrie, you've got to speak on your secret name for 2 straight days. Can you do it? Absolutely. Carrie, you got to speak on day job to dream job for 3 days. Could you do it? Absolutely. Or you got to give a 3-hour, 4-hour, 5-hour talk on Unhackable. Can you do it? Absolutely. Because what happens when you write and speak is you internalize the contents. And now you own it. And now it's part of you. And now you don't have to sit there and memorize everything. It's fluid. It's organic. It's coming out of you. Was this helpful today? If it was, listen, I want you to tag somebody. I want you to share this. I want you to say, hey, author friend, you got to speak on stage. Hey, author friend, I want to hear your creativity about your next talk. This is going to be fun, okay? So be a soul on fire. If you think this was helpful, oh my gosh, get your Igniting Souls ticket now. Crystal says she's got 2 speaking events. I'll tell you what, I'm going to drop in $100 off code for a limited time. Hang on. Hold on, Ricky. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get that code here. Hang on. And listen, I don't know if this is going to expire. Like, I honestly don't know if this will expire tomorrow. I don't know. But all I'm saying is stop saying you're coming to conference and come. And by the way, the VIP ticket is going to be all about getting your book done. Okay, here it is. Here's the code. So share this, get it out, get your friends, get your ticket, capital P, party gift, capital P, capital G, okay? So there you go, get your ticket, and we'll see you there. Be a soul on fire. My camera's out anyway. Take care. I believe in you.
Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.